Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Jamise. I need to advise you that the call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, how are you? I was trying to file a claim to receive unemployment. I recently lost my job.
Okay, not a problem. What's your full social?
419-55-4140.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Is this your first time filing a claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you say your social is 419-55-4140?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your first name?
Israel, Israel.
Israel?
Eal.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Gray, G-R-A-Y.
Okay, and what's your date of birth?
November the 7th, 2002.
Okay, you are a female?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
From college, I graduated high school already.
Okay, and what is your mother's maiden name?
Ford.
F-O-R-D?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you have your state ID or your driver's license number?
Yes, ma'am.
Which one do you?
Driver's license number.
Okay, what is it?
9801940.
And that's to the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and if you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payment, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
All right. Do you have access to your account number and routing number?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your routing number?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, give me 1 second. I'm trying to find it. I think I got it.
Thank you.
Okay. You want me to start with the checking number, the account number or the routing number?
The routing number.
The round number is 0620000080.
And what's the account number?
716-382-3177.
And what's your mailing address?
400 Wiley Avenue, W-Y-L-Y Avenue, Northwest, Apartment 103, Jacksonville, Alabama, 36265.
Okay, is your residence address different from the above mailing address?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's your primary phone number?
205-452-8191.
Okay. Did you say 400 Wiley Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Wiley is spelled W-I-L-E-Y?
W-Y-L-Y.
W-Y.
L-Y.
Okay. Northwest, Apartment 103, Jacksonville, Alabama, 36265.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one, which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Maryland, Mountain Lions, Trojans, Vandals, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Question number two. Which of the following age ranges most closely matches the age of Natalie Ford? 18 to 22, 25 to 29, 38 to 42, 47 to 51, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
38 to 40, however much
it was. Okay. Question number three. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Bessemer, Florence, Auburn, Anniston, or none of the above?
Bessemer. Well, I stayed in Kerrytown, but sometimes when you type the address in, it'll say Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay. Okay. That's fine. Okay, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you receive a notification or a letter stating that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
All right, and when was the last day you worked?
The last day I worked was the 23rd of July. But the way it's set up, the days I work before that, I already got paid for. So I won't like, yesterday was my last check. But I've been looking for a new job.
Okay, I just need to know, like, the last day you physically work there.
The 23rd.
The 23rd of July. Okay, and since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
You have not been mentally and physically able to work?
Oh, no. Yes, ma'am, I have.
Excuse me. Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business? Or are you a corporate officer for business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis or do you have real estate license?
Can you explain the question to me?
That question just means are you working off of commission? You know how sometimes instead of getting paid hourly, you get paid about, you know, how much you sell or something like that?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Only first shift.
Okay, so if you're applying for unemployment, you have to be available for all shifts or your benefits can be denied. So it's up to you how you want to do it.
Okay, that's fine.
You want to be available for all shifts?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
All right, and have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and have you applied for or are you I'm sorry, I already told you that. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
$25.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12.
Okay, and do you work for a union hiring hall?
Ma'am.
Do you work for a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what was your job title?
A picker.
A picker?
Yes, ma'am.
And what type of jobs are you looking for?
Whatever's available.
You want to get in the customer service field or you want to do something like you were doing already, being a picker?
The customer service field.
Okay. And what was the name of your employer?
Dollar General.
Dollar General.
Distribution Center.
Okay, let me see if I can find it. I see you worked at a lot of jobs.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you have worked at a lot of jobs.
I didn't try to laugh. I'm sorry.
Okay, you want to do Dollar General? I do see here you had a check from the Learning Tree, Dollar General. I guess that Philip Keith is, you used to work for a staffing company, I think, and Walmart. So, either one of those is fine, but you're saying
oh,
your mother.
Ma'am.
Say it again.
I'm sorry, what were you saying?
I was saying that within a 3-month period, I see that you received a check from the Learning Tree, Dollar General, Philip Keith, E.T. Alabama. I think that's like a staffing company that is owned by a man named Philip or something. I'm not sure. And then Walmart, you received like a small check from Walmart. But it's up to you which name you want to follow. We really go by...
Mm-hmm.
We really go by your most recent job.
Like, does it matter, like, this amount of money determine, like, which job you used to work at?
It determines how long you are going to be receiving benefits.
Oh, but you can use Dollar General or, Dollar General.
Okay, we're going to do Dollar General. And do you have the phone number to Dollar General or your manager phone number?
Yes, I have the phone number to Dollar General.
Okay, and what's that number?
(205) 497-6800
Okay, and what month, date, and year did you start working for Dollar General?
June 16th, 2022.
Okay, and your last day was working was July 23rd.
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state was the work performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working for Dollar General? I'm about to say Walmart. Why are you no longer working for Dollar General?
I was wrongfully terminated.
Okay. And what did they say they terminated you for?
Physical altercation.
Physical altercation with another employee?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and what, do you know the name and title of the person who fired you?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Now, can you provide me with your manager name?
I was only working there for 5 weeks. And they're very unorganized, so they kept saying that my manager wasn't there. So I really don't know anybody who was there for real.
Okay. So you don't know your manager name or a manager name?
I mean, I can give you a manager's name.
That's fine.
Her name is Katrina, and I have her phone number.
Katrina.
Her work phone number.
Okay. Is she the manager or what is she?
Well, I don't even know if she's a manager. That's why I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. And what you said, okay, I got you. So did you commit to the act that your employer alleges?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
It was self-defense. Do I go tell you these or you don't want to know?
You don't have to tell me the whole story. I just want to know, you know, did you commit to the act that your employer alleges or no? Yes
no,
or no? Okay. Okay, so they said you got in an altercation with one of your co-workers.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and did they give you any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No, ma'am.
And what did you do to try to resolve the problem prior to being fired?
Before it got to that point, I reported to three different supervisors on three different separate occasions that I was being bullied. With three different head people. I don't think they were supervisors, but they were supposed to be trainers.
Okay. So you just reported the issue?
Yes, ma'am.
To several different people?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Ma'am?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Do you want them to take taxes out of your benefit check?
Do that mean if they don't, that I got to pay them taxes?
Well, when the year come around, like when everybody files their taxes, they're going to take it out at the beginning of the year if they don't take it out now.
Oh, well, yeah, they can get 10%.
Okay. We are going to give you a temporary pin. So with this temporary pin, you will call our weekly certification line every week and submit some questions in to us, okay?
Okay.
So the temporary pin is going to be 4002.
4002.
Yes, ma'am. The last two of your social and the last two of the year that you were born in.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So you're following the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. To do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. Now, if you choose to file via the internet, the web address you'll use is www.labor.alabama.gov. Now, if you file via the telephone every week, this is the number that you will call, 205-458-2282. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. You'll make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. So you'll call every Sunday to put in your weekly certification. If you miss a Sunday, you will have to reopen your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So if you have any questions or concerns about your claim, you will call the number 1-800-361-4524. This is the new claims department. We just filed new claims for customers. That's it.
So what was the number?
1-800-361-4524. So your employer, ma'am.
No, I was just saying yes, ma'am.
So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may request a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Gray, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
You said they will be contacting me by when?
No, your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. But if we are, they'll send you something in a letter, in the mail, or they'll call you before we make a decision on your claim.
Yes, ma'am.
So you don't have to worry about that. They'll contact you if they need to have an interview with you. But just for your claim, they will send you something in the mail telling you if you got approved or denied.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Enjoy your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.